Levis, he could tell a story. The young buck, he once traveled from the Vardika Yeshiva with his uncle, Rav Yaflin, the Rav Yeshiva. He's in a Vardika Yeshiva, you can imagine what it was, how many hundreds of Geoinim, Gedoilim. And he asked his uncle, tell me, who's the biggest Geoin in the Yeshiva? So his uncle looks around and he says, oh, that Bacher, he's the biggest Geoin in the Yeshiva. Who's the biggest Chorus? Points to that Bacher. Who's the biggest Eloi? Points to another Bacher. Reb Chaim asks, tell me, from the whole Nevada Yeshiva, who's the best Bacher? After all, this is the biggest Goyim, the biggest Eloi, the biggest Chayr. Which of this is the best Bacher? So his uncle looks around and points to someone else, a new Bacher sitting in the corner. And he couldn't understand. I understand. That's the biggest Goyim, the biggest Eloi, the biggest Chayr. I ask you, who's the biggest, the best Bacher? None of these. A new Bacher. And you have to realize a few hundred Bnei Torah in the Avodah Gedolah Yeshiva, not the biggest Eli, not the biggest Charev, not the biggest Bucky. So what then? Mamat Tiva, what is Mamat Koichai Gadol? Why is he the best Bucky in the Avodah? His uncle told him, because he's the biggest Mavati. He's a Mavati. You know what the word Mavati meant, or what he meant to use it. So he asked him, tell me, so what's his name? I want to get to know him. Well, Levitt, he could tell a story. The young buck, he once traveled in the Vardika Yeshiva with his uncle, Rav Yaflin, the Rav Yeshiva. He's in a Vardika Yeshiva, you can imagine what it was, how many hundreds of Geoinim, Gedoilim. And he asked his uncle, tell me, who's the biggest Geoin in the Yeshiva? So his uncle looks around and he says, oh, that Bacher, he's the biggest Geoin in the Yeshiva. Who's the biggest Chorus? Points to that Bacher. Who's the biggest Eloi? Points to another Bacher. Reb Chaim asks, tell me, from the whole Nevada Yeshiva, who's the best Bacher? After all, this is the biggest Goyim, the biggest Eloi, the biggest Chayef. Which of this is the best Bacher? So his uncle looks around and points to someone else, a new Bacher sitting in the corner. You couldn't understand. I understand. That's the biggest Goyim, the biggest Eloi, the biggest Chorus. I ask you, who's the biggest, the best Bacher? None of these. A new Bacher. You have to realize a few hundred Bnei Torah in the Avodah Gedolah Yeshiva, not the biggest Eloi, not the biggest Chorus, not the biggest Bucky. So what then? Mamat Tiva, what is Mamat Koichai Gadol? Why is he the best Bacher in the Avodah? His uncle told him, because he's the biggest Mavati. He's a Mavati. Didn't know what the word Mavati meant, or what he meant to use it. So he asked him, tell me, so what's his name? I want to get to know him. His name is Kanyevsky. Yaakov Kanyevsky. And that was his disciple. The disciple of the Gadol Hador was a Mavati. My Rabbi says, I want to spend this evening trying to understand what is a Mavaki. Why is it that a person is not the biggest Goy, not the biggest Chorif, not the biggest Eloi, but he could become the Gadol Hador because he's a Mavaki? What is a Mavaki? The Chazal and Ovadia Rav Nosson Perikov tell a remarkable story. If you think about it, a little Tifa, Pleiades. Chazal want to know what was the Ma Hoyat Chilase for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva was the each pasog is that Moshe Rabbeinu looked at him and had Chalis Zadar. So Chazal want to know what was the story of Rabbi Akiva. So the Chazal tell us the following story. He was 40 years old, he didn't learn. And one day he was by a Pia Be'er, and he sees a hole. There's a stone and there's a hole. And he couldn't stand it. How could you make a hole in a stone? And he asked Rabbi Akiva, then Akiva, Mi chokak evan zu, who could make this, it was impossible, who could make a hole in a stone? Omru, they told him, Loi hamayim, don't you understand, it's the water? Shetadir noifun aleha b'chol yoyim? Don't you know it's the water? And Tatar Akiva realized, yeah, it's the water, the constant dripping. The water was, it must have been some type of a fall, and it was constantly dripping, a drop at a time. And there Rabbi Akiva saw that, and it started to make him think. And he asked himself, look at this. Water is so soft, yet, Marach Poslas Akasha, because it's falling, it's dripping constantly. Divrei Torah Akasha Kibar Zalachas Tamma Vikam. Miyad Chaza Lilmoy Tayr. When he saw this remarkable scene, this pella that the water makes a hole in the stone, Chaza, he returned to the Lima. So the obvious kasha is, what did he see? What's the big deal that the water can make a hole in the stone? What kind of Lima is it that can make a kiva to a rabbi kiva, the Godel Hador, the one that Moshe had Chalis is a das in front of him. But there's another question that's not as obvious. If you note the lashon miyad chaza lilimuda, and I saw them a first enough, I don't understand it. That means till then he learned. It wasn't that he woke up when he was 40 years old, that's the from learning. He learned. He stopped, and this brought him back. What did he see? What happened originally? He stopped learning. When did he come back? I want to ask you this in Akasha. Akasha that I hear all the time. We're starting a newsman. And people often ask, how do I make this man really count? How do I get the best of a Zman? How can we see the painful reality? Elef Nichnis, and only Echad Yoyf, only one succeeds. Why could it be in the same yeshiva, some succeed, some learn so beautifully, and some waste another Zman? What's the Hatzlacha? What's the key to Hatzlacha that we could take, that we could use as we begin a new Zman? And I think the answer to all these questions is a few words we say every day in davening. And probably it's so important that we have to say it every day in davening. Our gift of the Chayin Levracha spoke once to Hesed of the Stipler. He said he often went collecting for the yeshiva. It was one visit. They didn't make a penny for the yeshiva. But it was the most profitable day of all his years. There was a gevir he heard about that was willing to give money. He was a wealthy balabas. But his problem was he didn't have time. Simply, he didn't have time. He had the desire to give, but he didn't have time. 6 a.m, he was ready on the phone. He had a business that was throughout the world, overseas. He was on the phone a whole day. He had to connect deals. He had to make deals. He had to finalize deals. And he couldn't see people from early morning to late at night. So a gift to call this gevir. He said, you know what? You come early enough, I'll see you. But you have to be early. I have to start my day early. So a gift to said he changed the schedule. He davened Hashgama. because there was a delay, he came a few minutes after 6. He was on the phone ready. He was talking with Mexico. It's all over. He missed out the opportunity. So after he finished his phone call, he turns to the gazir and says, "I'm not asking for money. I'm late. That's it. I understand. But I only ask you to do something. I know you. I know you have a beautiful home, a mansion. When do you ever enjoy your home? Here you are, 6 in the morning, you're at work. That means you left your house before 6. You work till 11 o'clock at night. When do you enjoy everything you have?" The gazir looks at him and says, "Don't you understand? The house is not for me. My home is not for me. For my family." Gifter was even more perplexed. He has a home, it's not for him. So before he could ask that question, the gazir looks at him and says, "You don't understand business. If you want to succeed in the business world, you have to be in the business. You have to be in the business constantly. So I can't be home. I have to be here. The home is for my family." He thanked him. He went out. And he told his Talmud, who accompanied him, "Now we're going to see. Now I understand what we say in davening every single day that I often wondered about. We say the bracha, the birchas ha-toyra, lasek b'divrei toyra. I always wondered, lasek, asek, business? We're not in business, we're in toyra. What does it mean, lasek b'divrei toyra?" And the emissary, there are days that say, we're supposed to make the bracha al divrei toyra. This Yid taught me the Lord. Think about it. Think what he just told us. If you want to succeed, you have to be in the business. You have to be involved in the business that is nothing else. Chazal were telling us the secret of success and learning. In those few words, Lasai bedivrei Torah. Make Torah your business. Make it an ASIC. That's the secret to success. Tayyar Rabbeisai. That's the answer. That's the answer. You ever watch a businessman? You ever see a lazy, successful businessman? That's a contradiction in terms. The theorem in Ayubay. Businessman is one who puts his kaiches into something. And that's our ASIC. The Rechaim HaKadosh Taitism in Parshas Yisroi, by Yisru Mirafidim, they were preparing for Kabbalah Satorah that moment. Dr. Rechaim HaKadosh, the Ikar HaChona is his Gavris and his Atmos, the ASIC HaTorah. Ki HaAtlas Hu HaASID HaMapsid HaSagosha. The atzlocha, the achana to Torah is a person has to be willing to put his kaiches in. The Mesilas Yesharim and Perek Zayin to Simchas Hashem Yisoy, that a person by the teva is lazy, he'll never succeed. We say the bracha every day to remind ourselves that the asik haTorah, how important is the asik haTorah. To live in learning. The boys say, to live in learning. To live with Abaya. To harvest with Rava. That's Lasek B'divrei Torah. You talk about somebody that has so much, but he always wants more. As I'll give the marshal, Misa Yesley Mona, writes in Messiah. A businessman is never happy. He's never satisfied. He always wants more. Why? Why not? If $1,000 is good, so $2,000 is better. If $1,000,000 is good, so $2,000,000 is better. The Moshe Chazal saw in wanting more, and having a chesik, and having a tshuka, and having a ratzon, is the businessman that always wants more. That's also part of lasei b'divrei Torah. If by money a person is never happy, he always wants to add. How much more so, Tyre Abayis, like in our Eisik? Are we dealing with thousands? Are we dealing with millions? And I once thought of a muscle. Imagine a person, he needs a Yeshua, he needs a bracha. He goes to a godly, he goes to a tzaddik. Imagine if he puts himself back in time and he could go to the Kohen Gadol. The Helitz, the Eden, Klaizel, the Kohen Gadol. And not Stam, the Kohen Gadol, on a regular Tuesday morning. But on Yom Kippur. The Helitz, the Tug of the Yard. And not Stam, on Yom Kippur, any old moment. But a time that the Kohen Gadol is about to go in. Lifnayu, Lifnim. Could you imagine? The peak. In Zman, in Mokrein, in Adam. The top of it all. And he gives him his name, says, please, daven for me, I have a chayil now. Please, you're going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's Yom Kippur, you're the Kohen Gadol. Daven for me. Unbelievable. Who could be masik the chshivas of that moment? And is there anything better that we could begin to think about that compares to that moment? The Kohen Gadol, that's nichnes, lefnayu, lefnim. The answer is yes. We do know of something that's more chashuv than that special moment. The Gemara in Horeis, Dr. Gimel Darshan's the pasuk, Yikarehi mipininim. There is something that's more chashuv and more tayyeh by the Rebbeinu Shlom mipininim, Dr. Gemara, mikayim gadol hanichnis lefnayu lefnim. And that's the blot Gemara that a person learns. Torah Yikarehi mipininim. All the mitzvahs don't come close to a menuskan Torah. That's our business. Our business is yikarehi mipininim mikayim gadol hanichnis lefnayu lefnim. How much more we should feel mishayesh leimona roisa mosayim. How much more we should be in our business. We should live in our business. We have to stop and think what kind of Eisik we find ourselves in. And it's not a guzma. Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Taitis, the Mishkan Avos, the sixth parak, Be'em uve'yira, a Yitzhu learn Be'em uve'yira, Zok Reb Chaim Kemat Kilach Hayad. Why? Why should a Yid learn Be'em uve'yira? Vos Epis, why is that integral to Limud HaTorah? Zok Reb Chaim, how could it be a Yid doesn't have Be'em uve'yira? Eich le'achzenu chil v'rada, when he thinks about the following, that even a Kohen Gadol only went into the Lefnayu Lefnim, only Yom Kippur, because there was so much Ashrash, Ashchina, he couldn't do it at Gan Tzion. Im kein atas of Reb Chaim, shebesoyach da'ara mishal ha'locha, she'omu chazal, she'shom ha'shchina shoyer, bevadai, yilmad b'yira. Do you hear what Reb Chaim was aim of b'yira? Because we yikarehi mipninim. Our Eisik is more chosid than the Kohen Gadol HaNichnis Lefnayu Lefnim. Do we have to stop and think about our Eisik? Do we have to stop and think we made a bracha this morning? Lasik b'divei Torah. What kind of profitable business we really are in? The Chazon Ish used to say about the dibbuk that in the time of the Chofetz Chaim. And they asked the dibbuk, tell us, what do they say about the Chofetz Chaim and Shamayim? The Dibbuk said unbelievable things. A clay Natana, how these words are so important. And they said, what's the goddess of the Chofetz Chaim? Why do they hold him so greatly in Shamayim? So the answer, because of his Hasmada. We know the Chofetz Chaim, his Tzitzkis, his Shmiras Haloshin, his Emes, his Erlichkeit. But the Yikarehi Mipininim, there's something the Chofetz Chaim had that was Yikarehi Mipininim. It was his Hasmada. It was his Eisik in Torah that made him the Chofetz Chaim. you ever stop and think about our Eisik? What we're doing, Yomam Valayla? And you know why we should stop and think about it? Because if we do, we'll learn differently. We'll steig differently. We'll harva differently. We'll mutzizich differently. If we know the Eisik we're in, Rav Schwab, Zuchayin Lebracha, would tell over a Shabbos he spent by the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was sitting with a few Yidden, and he started talking about the mon. And he says, the mon, as we know, has alle taimim. You know, in Yiddish is an expression, alle taimim. That denotes, has every taste, it's delicious, mon. Alle taimim. The person wanted to think about, wanted to taste meat, and he thought about meat, so the mon tasted like meat. He thought about fish, it tastes like fish, whatever he wants, any time in the world. Then the Chafetz Chaim turns to them and says, "What they betrachted? You think about meat, it tastes like meat. Let's say you don't think, you eat without thinking." So they were quiet, they didn't know. So the Chafetz Chaim started banging, he said, "Oy betrachted, hot is kein shum tamnis. If you don't think, it has no taste in the world. So can have an alle taimim. Oy mitrachnis, hot is kein shum tamnis." And then he picked up his hand and he said, "Un vos hot alle taimim? What else has alle taimim via blat gemara?" And he kissed his fingers. "Ah! Alle taimim a blat gemara. Ob ich gedenk, the mon has got all the time in. Obey mitrach nit, hot is kein shum tamnis." And he says, the blat gemara hot all the time in. Obey mitrach nit, if you don't think about it, so hot kein shum tamnis. Mabul al arayim, that's what the Rav Chaim Volozhin was mechayev us. The aim of the year is to think about the blat gemara, think about the eisik we have. Think about the Yikorahi Mipininim. When the Bacha harvests on the stand of Kivega, the Kasha, that Yikorah Mikoyen Godla Nichlis Lafnail Lafnim. Why is it that people break the Harum? They don't run to the first Seder. They don't run to the second Seder. Ba Mitrachnit. And then Hatzis Ken Shum Tamnit. You have to start thinking about what a Seder is. And believe me, I don't mean this literally, but believe me, the Yesod is true. When you go to a Seder in the morning, you shouldn't walk to the Seder. You should dance to the Seder. Another moment of Yikarihi Mipininim. And when you leave a Seder, you shouldn't leave the Seder. You should dance away from the Seder. Another Tchus to be Lefnayu Lefnim. Another Tchus of Chol HaFetzechel HaYishvuvah. And we don't do that. I don't want you to do that. But tracht amol. Think what the Eisik we have. You know, Chazal knew better than us. I sometimes think, imagine a person puts in a solid Seder. He hurriedly, he mushes it for a few hours. But probably subconsciously, he's waiting for the Eivishter to send down some form of Yashikoya. I mean, listen, worked hard today, right? But you know how Chazal looked in that situation? It's a Gemara in Brachis. It's a Mechav in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Lacha Psuka. When a Yid harvests and puts in a full day in Beis Medrash, he doesn't expect to get the Yashikaya. He's supposed to give the Yashikaya. Moida ani lefanecha shesam techelki miyoshi Beis Medrash. Ani maskim vehei maskimim. Ani yomel vehei mamelim. Because they sam getrach. Those Yidden thought about Yikarihi Mipininim. And when they finished the Seder, they were willing to give the Yashikoya, not to wait for the Yashikoya. They realized the Eisik they were in. You ever wonder, you ever watch a businessman, successful businessman? He's not in business. Wrong. He lives business. He breathes his business. His morning, his night, his winter, his summer, his dreams, Rabbi Yisrael, his dreams about his business. Because it's important to him. Because that is him. I'll ask him, you have so much. You have so many deals yesterday, so many plans for tomorrow. Why don't you take it easy? It's a silly question. Because each deal is important, and each client is potential. Each investment is a future, and he's right. Yesterday's good, so why can't today also be good? That's also part of Lasek B'Divrei Torah. See the Cheshivas in every day. See the Cheshivas in every Seder. Praise it with every Seder. I once was in a hardware store in Zera Pesach. And to say it was a madhouse is an understatement. You could imagine, if you know what it is, a hardware store, Zera Pesach, it became a sugar there, and just looking what's going on. Everybody has no time. Everybody needs this and this and a certain measurement and a different color. I had Lechmanis and the storekeeper. I don't know how he held his sanity. I asked him, how do you do it? It's such a tense, such a stressful situation. How do you stay a whole day? He says, you're not a businessman, I see. This is the best day of the year. I wait for this day. I make an Erev Pesach more than I make in a week in a regular week. How do I survive? I survive. This is my survival. That's last week the Divrei Torah. Because I once said, this, the concept of Mesiras Nefesh, that's difficult. For a year to have Mesiras Nefesh is not always so easy. But it's a different madrega. And that's called Simchas HaNefesh. When a Yid knows what he's doing, when a person knows what he's doing, when he shatters up what he's doing, that transcends Mesiras Nefesh, and that's Simchas HaNefesh. And that hardware store owner, he taught me what it means, Simchas HaNefesh. Look, to me, it was unusually Mesiras Nefesh. How do you do this? But he made it away, because it's Simchas HaNefesh. That's also part of Lasik B'Divrei Torah. Oy mitrach, if we think about our Asik, it becomes Simchas HaNefesh. Then each day, each Seder, each Black Gemara, is something that brings more chesik. Misha yesh limon eroitz lemasayim. There's no secret. There's no shortcut. There's no schoolist. The answer to everything is lasek b'divrei Torah. Someone came to the stipler once. He wanted a neitzah, he wanted a schooler, derech halima, derech hatzlacha. Disciple looks up and says, you know something? When I was young, when we were learning, we didn't look for schoolers, we didn't look for tatzlochas. We learned! We learned, and that's the derech tatzlocha. Today everybody wants the derech tatzlocha. Midaf learning, that's the derech tatzlocha. How pashit that is. Today, unfortunately, we live in a dar of schoolers and brachas, and the life, no, brachas is good. But the derech tatzlocha in learning is learning. Like the Medrash teaches in the beginning of Tillim, on the pasuk in the beginning of Tillim, ma mayim yardim tipin tipin. You watch a water drip. One drop at a time. But atchanasa necholim necholim. It's slow, but a continuous process. You have a little drip. You neglect it. You have a big flood. Because teepin ultimately becomes a cholim. Aye, it's slow. True, it's slow. It's a slow process that turns into a cholim. Zot chazal, of the Medrash, Odom kach toira. Odom loimet beit halachas hayoim ubeit halachas lemacha achenase nachal noiva. That's the eisek toira. A little bit at a time, teep in, a drop at a time. But if it's a smother, if it's tmidus, that's godless. Tmidus brings godless, Rabbi says. Like the pasuk is koivis al yad yarbe. People that want to go straight to the top never make it. The chacham he kol adam tightens it up. Koivis al yad slowly but surely yarba, that's the derech tatzlocha. Stifler writes in a letter, and also in the Chayolim Chelik Beis, ki atzlocha amitis ein ani keref v'ayin ha-talmid. It's not noticeable. Atzlocha is never noticeable to the Talmud. Because kol das gemara shalayim erum evin evi blat, that's atzlocha. Kol toises evin hi atzlocha. Uliat liyad of the stifler, koivit al yad yarbe, ubemezech hazman nasu legodus of Yisrael. It's koivit al yad yarbe, it's peepin, peepin, atche nasa nachal nachal nachal, that's the atzlocha. And that's also part of Eisik HaTorah, of that bracha. Business is a slow process, but if a person is in the business, that brings hatzlocha. A little while ago, I had to be out of town. I traveled quite a number of hours, and I tell you, it was all worth it for a one-moment conversation I had. I was in a Beis Medrash there. It was a Yid who was clearly not a Rosh Hashiva, Rav, Magashir. You could tell he's a very, quote, a very simple Yid. And I'm sitting next to him, and he's writing. I figured out he's obviously not writing a sefer. You could tell he's not writing a shir, a habur. So he noticed I was looking, and he said, "You're probably wondering what I'm writing." I said, "Yeah, no, maybe I was." He says, "I'm taking a test." I'm thinking, I've heard of being left back, but this is ridiculous. 50-year-old man is taking a test. And he says, "I learned that here. And I want to know it. I don't want to just learn it." So I heard about people who were in Chicago at the time. I heard about in New York, someone started a thing called Dirshu, an organization that gives tests on a Daf Yomi. So I made a few contacts, a few phone calls. I became part of it. And every week I take a written for hair on those slots. And he tells me, so tamimas, it's such tamimas. This way, I go to the shir, and you know, I'm all fall asleep, or I have a wedding, I miss the shir, I have to make it up. Because I have to take that test once a week. I was thinking, that's what Chazal meant. He's a businessman that's using his business in Torah. He's not just learning a bigalerin. It's not Neich HaTesedik, but at last, like B'divrei Soira, to get the most of his investment. He's investing time in learning. Why shouldn't he see productivity? That's what Chazal meant, last like B'divrei Soira. Our business also needs Amol and Esik. You heard yesterday about Chazara. Everybody here spent close to a year learning in the yeshiva. And what did Chazal say if you don't chaza? Wasted. Kilu zereya veina koitza. Or like one gadol said, it's not just you don't have it. You're putting it in the ground. You're burying your learning away. That's part of lasik v'divrei Soira. Do we have a plan? Do we have a mahalach? How are we going to retain our learning? Because that's also an ASIC. That's also our lives. Each and every one of us. We have to live Torah. We have to breathe Torah. Because that's our ASIC. The Meiri in Sanhedrin of Zion writes, L'holam hi Adam Zoriz Lumay Torah Mipnei Shakol Chayav Tuluyim Boi. We also have to live Torah. And it has to be an ASIC. But there's something more. There's something more than just the chiyuv of lasik b'divrei Torah. And that's what I believe is the bracha. The bracha atzuma, the skula neflah of Eisik HaTorah. Beginning of Parshas B'chukosai, the pasuk that warms every Yiddish heart, in B'chukosai Teilechu. And what does that mean for the Rashi, for the Chazal? Shetiyu HaMeilim B'Torah. That's the definition of B'chukosai Teilechu. And the Mefarshim Matim. We know Torah is important, Yegi is important. What does it mean, Bechukais? Bechukais, we know a Choyk is something that we do without reason. It doesn't make sense. It's illogical. For Adum is a Choyk. Then there's something that we do understand. Mishpat. Why is Torah a Choyk? If anything that we need so desperately that we can understand the importance of, it's Liman HaTorah. How many reasons could we think of how Torah is so vital and so intrinsic in our lives, and you call it a chayk? I want to tell you what I think the pshat is, and I could say be'einai re'isti. I could say in the years that I've been in the yeshiva sviva, I've seen this over and over again. The Gemara Menachos, Daf Zayin, tells a Maisa that at first glance is Merabsanit. Avimi Mesechta is Akile. Avimi the Hilaga. Amoyer forgot a Mesechta. So the Gemara says he went to Rav Chizda, his Talmud, because he wanted Rav Chizda to remind him. Remember, Preg the Gemara. So why did he go to this Talmud? Why did he send this to his Talmud, a Shliach? I need you. I mean, I think that's remarkable enough that a Rebbe goes to the Talmud. That's enough. Hachno anova. Why did he have to go to the Talmud? Preg the Gemara velishtach levelasi lagabe. Why did he go? Why did he call him? Sava hacha mistayim. You have to remember the Masech. He needed that slacha. Now he's better off, but he stands a better chance if he goes to his home. Right. What does one get to know? What is going to the Talmud? How does that help that slacha in learning? Zabrasi Mr. Yagati Masasi Talmud. The Mishnah knows it. Yagati Masasi Talmud. Yagati Matsati Tamil, we all know what that is. Maharavit, Mamuchitis. The Pluktsik, we work, we understand, we don't fool ourselves. That's Yagati Matsati Tamil. But since when? Going to a Talmud? That's Yagati Umatsati? Do you mean to tell me if you're studying for a region and you go to your friend, you'll have a better understanding? Absolutely not. You work. You put your mind to it. That's Yagati Matsasi. Since when is going to a Talmud Yagati Matsasi? Does this make sense to you? Can you explain me this Gemara? Is this Gemara logical? Walking to a Talmud is Yagati Matsasi. The Gemara Sanhedrin Darsh is a pasuk, Nefesh Omel Omlo Loi, which seems like it's saying when someone harvests, the harvest will harvest for him. Zog the Gemara, who amel l'makam zeh, v'tayrasei oimeles l'makam acha. He harvests today, and tomorrow the Torah is going to harvest for him. He puts in X amount, and tomorrow he'll see twice the amount. Why? What's that? You harvest, you have. Zog Rashi, shemachzeres alav, umavetesheres mi'eis koina, the harvest Betzach by the Yevusha, Limsay Leitaimei HaTorah. To have more Tzlacha. The Kol Kach Lama, the Bnei Tzik, Okach Piyu Al Divrei Torah. Because he heard it. You look in the Masho, he adds, not Sam, he understands, but Rosei Megalamai, Rosei Torah. Do you understand this Gemara? Is this Gemara logical? You heard it today, tomorrow you get twice the amount. And I believe the answer is no. It's not logical. We can't understand that. We can't explain this. But this is the skula of Torah. This is the bracha atzuma of Torah. This is the chayk of Torah. It doesn't make sense, you're right. But every effort, every little bit of heart that a person puts into Torah,
He gets back Kiflei Kaflayim, Megalim Ayrazi Torah. And it's true in science and medicine, it doesn't make sense. It is illogical. But that's Bechukoisai Pelechu, Tepio Amelim Batoira. Plastic Vedive Torah is not only our shlichus, but it's our success. Torah, 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 Melech, Mokamacha. It's the going, it's the mushing, it's the harving, even the physical activity. But when you put in for Torah, oy, do you get back. Shaloike derech ateva. Not seichel dik. That's why it's a choik. Tumas Hadesim was one of the G'dayli Achreinim. So many of the Machabes, Ramos, are based on its sokim. So in the Sefer Leked Yosha, written by one of his Talmidim, there is something there that is just amazing. Ma'isa Shahoya. Zichruni, he writes his Talmud, it's Yeridaya Amid 39. There was some Talmidim that came by to the Tumas Hadesim, and they had a shas. They were rich Talmidim. Instead of having the shas, like you have it regular with a shelf, you have to get up and get it, they made what we'll call a revolving shas. In other words, they made like a round shelf with like wheels in the bottom. Like you have on place in the house on the spice rack, right? You spin it around, you can see what you have. They made this shas. They made the whole shas on a circular piece of wood. And when they needed the gemara, they didn't have to get up looking, get a climb under the top. They spun it around, and there it was. Wonderful. Substitution, like toy voice, and that's not good. Adrava, you're trying not to get up. Get up. Kishemavakis achas seifa ubalei b'toyri of godly actum. Exert yourself. Zchor ba'isamais v'masuraitzalumais. You get up. You get this gemara. You'll remember the gemara better. And again, I ask you: is this logical? Is this sensible? Is this rational? You get up to get a gemara. So you know the gemara better. You get up to get a science book. You don't know the science better. But you know the answer is it's not logical. That's the chayk of Torah. That's the bruch of lasik b'divei Torah. Every bit of a yigiyah, every bit of effort, every bit of eisika Torah. It's peretza, it's peretza yoy melet. Tell me pshat. Tiff, tiff, a drop here, a drop here. How did that add up? How did that make sense? It doesn't make sense. That's also the chayk of Torah, that a smother eventually leads to an Adam Gadol. Not tiff, tiff, one drop at a time. Could make her a Rabbi Kiva, that's not logical. But that's the bracha of Eisik HaTorah. I want to tell you a story. If you have any seichel, you shouldn't believe it. But Lamaisa, the Chazanish used to say over the story, it's printed in many Sfarim, and every word is kulei emes, just like the Chazanish is kulei emes. But I was magnet, I want you to hear the story from a different perspective. Hayadua, Reb Chaim Volozhin started as the Volozhin Yeshiva. After his satira, his son Abitzel became Rosh Yeshiva. And it was Yadua, after Abitzel would be Abitzel's Eidah. He had a single daughter. The one that married that daughter would be the next Rosh Yeshiva, Volozhin Yeshiva. I don't have to tell you what it was. Abitzel Zalman Meltzer, Absimin Scott, Baruch Bel Leibovich were Talmidim there. You can imagine what the Volozhin Yeshiva was. When my son Abitzel took an Eidah, Talmud, that wasn't a Mitzvah. A good Talmud, but he wasn't these far from a Mitzvah. And the family were very upset. It's not just your Eidah, it's the future of the Yeshiva. How could you do something so reckless? Something so senseless? You're taking the future as Yeshiva who has no qualifications. Abitzel was a very perceptive person. Very observant. So once after Yom Kippur, Hayadua, he went to Bin Shon, the Rashiva Abitur, he called over those family members. He says, I want to tell you something. Please stay on the side, come on. So they waited for him. Please come with me. Go to the stairs to his apartment. To a room on the side. opens the door a little bit. And they see, a bittul zaydim, is he a learning? Learning, right after the tainus. So a bittul goes in. And says, Tayyid Aydin, it's very good to learn. But you fast it all day. First go eat, and then learn is on day. So the Aydin says, listen, I eat the truth, I ate already. I'm full. I'm ready to learn. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, thank you. Walked out and closed the door. And then he told, turned to those family members and said, now you understand why I took him? Now you know why I took him for an Aydin? He's going to be a Rosh Hashiva. He's going to be the God of my daughter. That younger man, Rabbi Say, was in a sin. That younger man was the Rashi Bahag that wrote Svarim with such hekif, with such oimik, with such peace type, al Ashas and Remi Asada, Chumash, on Sheiltis, on Sefri, Chuvis. Does this story make sense? If we use logic, should we believe such a story? Yes, he's a wonderful masnid, and he'll get tchar for Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. But how does an average bacha become a Rashi Bahag? How does an average bacha write Svarim? The hekif of it, the oimik of it, is just inspiring, is overwhelming. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical. But that's the chayk of Torah. That's the bracha. That's the school on the floor of lasek b'divrei Torah that no human mind can explain or comprehend. It's the tif achenata nachal. That's the chukai from Torah. And why do I say it's a bracha? Because yichus not everybody has. And gevaldig kishri and the gevaldig charifis, not everybody's gebench with. But asmada is biyad kol echad biyechad. The Avos Rav Nosson from Perek Mem Aleph speaks about the three kisarim that Yidden have. Keset Torah, Keset Kehuna, Keset Malchus. The Avos Rav Nosson, Keset Kehuna, Afil Noisin kol Kesev is up to the island. With all the money in the world, you can't buy Kesev Kuna. Kesev Malchus is saying, Abel Kesev Torah ain't a king. To be Zaycha, the Kesev Torah is different. What's the secret? What's the currency that you have to pay for Kesev Torah? Three words. Amola Shel Torah. Kol Aroitza Lito Yavei V'Yito. Does that make sense? Why should that be so? You know what the answer is? Look at the lashon Amala Shel Torah. B'chukaisai Pelechu is a chayk, but it's a reality. It's a time-proven reality. That's the Keset Torah. It's biyad kol echad v'echad. And leave the Yomli, this is the pshat in the other Avos Rav Nosson. I'm afraid to say this, but Rav Solanta says very similar. Rabbi Kiva started learning. He went to yeshiva. And he sort of wasn't going. He's learning a week, a month, a year. He's not a Rabbi Kiva. And he gave up looking at Rav Solanta. And then he saw that very penetrating sight. He saw something that didn't make sense. That each drop is so powerless, so ineffective, and yet it made a hole. Rabbi Kiva saw what peepin can do. Rabbi Kiva saw the chayk of Torah in front of his eyes. Rabbi Kiva saw the reality, the absolute reality of peepin, asha nasa necholim necholim. Rabbi Kiva saw the bracha. Rabbi Kiva saw the bracha of Asik Atayra in front of his eyes. And that's how he became Rabbi Kiva. A mevakis is one that takes advantage of opportunities. He seizes each tipa because he knows how valuable a tipa is. That's another tipa of Yikarihim Ipninim. And that's the answer to our question. People want the secret of success. People want to know how to make a zman really a zman. Lasek the divrei Torah. The Ketzer Torah is waiting for someone that comes along, a Molotov Torah. But there's another Nakud in Lasek the divrei Torah. Because after all is said and done, after we hear about learning and the chesivus of it, but lamaisa, the reality of life called difficulty. Shver Titan. Not long ago, I was also a bacha sitting here. I also went through these problems, these difficulties, these roadblocks. And even if you want to have a smother, and you want to have a melis, but sometimes you feel like you're going against the brick wall. Rabbi said it's also part of the bracha of lasik the divrei Torah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof, Darsh is a pasuk they were familiar with, which again I tell you the same understanding doesn't make sense. It doesn't. We can't begin to understand what the Gemara is teaching us. Zok the Gemara, Darsh in the pasuk in Mishlei, we know it as the part of the Eitz Chayil. Sheka Hachem. What is something that is so meaningless by the Eibishter Kaviyachol? That's the door of Moshe and Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes, V'sayrata Yemes, Yeshua the Manik Hador. That's why the Eibishter is not so important. V'hevel HaYoisi. Also something is not as important as it seems. The door of Chizkia, like Rashi Titus, Chizkia's door. He made Fahers. They were Bekiyim and Shas, children, women. That was by the apes not important, unimportant. Iso Yerasa Hashem, he Tisalo. What by the apes was Choyra? What by the apes was Epis, a real Yoifi, not Sheker, not Hevel? That was the door, Yehuda Baraloi. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, Chizkia, all unimportant in comparison to Yehuda. What was Yehuda Baraloi? Zok the Gemara, it was a dar, so you mishisha mishasin the palace, echad va'oiskim etayim. Six would wear one bag and they learned va'oiskim etayim. Rashi says, what's that? That's basic. And niyim hoya, they were poor. You look in the Yanyak, there's a different girsa. Oiskin betoira, two words, mitoichatcha. What's that? How can we understand? I have no doubt in my mind. The asobas of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Yeshua, of Chizkiyah Zor, were far greater than Yehuda Bar Eloi. So why was that Sheker and Hevel in comparison to the Zor of Yehuda Bar Eloi? Because Libi Yomali, there's something that's more important than even a Moshe's learning, a Yeshua's learning, and that's Torah Mitoy Chatzchat. When a Yid has to mutzizich, when he has to exert himself, when he has to work hard, when he feels like he's fighting with going against a brick wall, when he's fighting a never-ending battle, and a Yid, like the Gemara's lesson, Oishkin Batoira, he puts in all that he could put in. He's not a Moshe, he's not a Yeshua, he's not a Chizkia, but he's giving it all he has. He is Lasoik V'Divrei Soira. Oy, is that Choyra by the Yebista? Oy, is that Yoifi by the Yebista? That makes Moshe pale in comparison. That makes the Yeshua Zohar pale in comparison. What a bruch, what an understanding in Lasoik V'Divrei Soira. Look at the Lashon HaGemara. Look at the Yoifi, look at the Shenkai, look at the Pe'er of a Yid that's going against the tide, because he knows this is my basic. That's the bracha atzuma, the sula nifla of lasek b'divrei Torah. I once told someone, since we were children, we used to a concept. You do something good, there's a prize, there's a reward. What's the prize? What's the reward for learning when you don't have chesed? For learning when it's hot? For learning when you look around and everybody's way ahead of you? And he has a better kitchen, he has a better family. What's the pride, what's the skula for learning when you don't have chesed to learn? Isa yirat Hashem hitisalo. It's so chaviv, it's so taya by the Eivista, that even a moishe and a yeshua is second hevel. That's another part, another bracha in Eisik HaTorah. But medaf trachtin, like the Chofetz Chaim says. But like mitrachtis, hotis came from tamnis. I tell people often, it's so hot, I can't go on. And you know what you remind me of? Someone who's looking, he heard about a treasure that's worth millions, and he's digging and digging and digging. It's easy, big deal. And all of a sudden he's digging and he hits something, he can't move. He tries again and again and he can't move. He doesn't get a bit of dirt. So what does he do? He gives up. He throws away the shovel. I can't go on. Never do this. You finally hit the treasure. You were moving dirt. Who needs dirt? You hit the treasure. That's why it's so hard. When someone finds it hard in learning, realize you're hitting the treasure. Don't run away from it. Tansarain. That's Yisiras Hashem Yisisalo. That's the purest form of Eisik HaTorah. And that's what we make a bracha every day. To remind ourselves what it means, Amelus. The bracha of Amelus, the school of Amelus. Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Akdamah, the Safra Tzeusa, writes about the Goyin in such glowing terms. He has Sogis, his Amkus, his teeth guide. He was under Bar Mitzvah. He wrote a Piris on Sefer Yetzirah besides Shas. And how the Goyin, when he had a Shverkite, and how he became a Yismensh, Chayadua, he fasted 3 days because he didn't know a Mishnah. And then he writes something that I can't begin to understand. He says, Shemati mipiv HaKadosh, heard from the Goyin's holy, Heilig Gemoil, Kama Pomim, Pomim Rabbi, a Magid, a Malach came to him from the Eibishter, the Shemayim, I should say, and wanted to give him all the Razi Torah. And the Goyin chased him away. And he said, I don't want my Jesus. By me, Torah is only with a Melech. And I'm not going to harvest willisness. Pomim Rabbi, he sends away a Magid. Why? Why was he willing to fast for 3 days? He had it custom made. Because the Goyin knew the real treasure. The Goyin knew what it means. Isa Yiras Hashem Yitzisalo. The school and the flaw of Eisik of Aravanya. Someone asked me, say, you know, I hear about Gedolim not from 10 years ago, but in the previous generation in Europe. It was so above us. Our studies. The Niskanu Adoris from our door and the previous door is overwhelming. Why? Why? Today it's so much easier. You hear about how they learned, I have Meir Beyim in the Europe and Meir before the war. It was just, Layoma Kiyasuka, the Nasirat Nefesh was unbelievable. And they stayed so remarkably, and today we have everything spoon fed, everything is so easy. Why don't we see Gedolim even bigger? I told him, I don't understand. You didn't ask a question, you told me the answer. We don't have the Agia, we don't have the Amelis. To come to Schwerkeiten, we give up. That's the eighth. The eighth is to know, Trachtamo, the bracha of Lasek v'divrei Torah. Let me just tell you one more nekuda. I could definitely say, Ha'achrin, Achrin Kovit. Listen good, Rabbis. I see it's late. So listen good. Listen very good. Understand the miyat hamachzeges hameruba. We find the pasuk Kisisa. Moshe asked the Eibster, "Areini nosh kvaidecha?" He wanted to see the Eibster, and the Eibster replied, "Like suchal liray spani, you can't see my face." Why? Why was he not granted this request? So the Gemara in Brachas Avdai and Titus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, "Kisha Ratzisi, when I wanted to show you my face in the beginning of Shmos, Lo Ratzisi, you hid your face. Achshav She'ata Raisa, now you want to see my face? Ain't he right? I don't want to show it to you. You had a chance back in the beginning over there. Now you want Ichdom. You learned the Gemara. And it's ugly, but it sounds like the kinder spiel. When I get, you had a chance, now it's too late. I'm not going to tell you to start a Moshe Rabbeinu. Chas v'chalila, if Moshe didn't understand after the Tzviya, I zichadon. But I want to tell you the timely message of this Gemara. There are times in a person's life that the Abish is willing to give. There's times of ratzisi. There are times of unusual bracha, of unusual opportunity. A person has to chaperai. Because it could be a little while later and there's no more opportunity. There are times in a person's life of ratzisi the Abish is willing to give and give and give. But if you don't chaperai in chas v'shalom, I'm going to tell you something, I hope you understand me fully. Maybe it's not possible to fully understand, but at least try. You're in the best years of your life. The Bachis Yarin are the years, without doubt, of Ratzisi, the Avis is willing to Mamashpia, to give you a life of Lasek V'divrei Torah. The Avis is willing to give you a life of Amola Shel Torah. You're in a world today that all you have in front of you is Ashrei Misa Amola V'Torah. You don't have Daigis HaPanos, you don't have Tirdas HaMishpacha. Your day, your night, your winter, your summer is one big Achsef Teratzisi. Take advantage. Chaparayim, this bracha, a life of Lasek V'Divrei Torah. Remember, it's an opportunity that might not come again. These years are the years you could be kind so much, you could grow so much, you could strike so much in Lasek V'Divrei Torah. Remember, hear the call that there's a ratzisi now. There's an opportunity of atzlocha ein sof. It's not totally in anything but one thing, Rabbi Yisai. Amola Shel Torah. And when it's hard, remember what we said. That's the true Yaifi. Don't run away. The Kesa Torah is waiting for each and every one of you. All you need is Kalaroi Shalito. So the Avish to help him that we should be the Mavaksin that we're supposed to be. To take advantage of this Mokim Kodesh, Rabbeim, Chaveirim, you're surrounded with Yisrael V'Raisa Kutivrichu Chadu. Take advantage. Be mevaktim. Use the days. Use the weeks. And certainly, certainly, you'll be zeicha to see the bracha, the tzula of lasai to divrei Torah.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.